Shabbat Shalom. Not a small testimony, a short testimony. So, yesterday I went to work as, yeah, hallelujah. All right, yeah, great. I went to work yesterday and, you know, when I got there, I learned that we might not be having program that day because, that for Fridays for me for these first couple of weeks are different than the other days because Monday through Thursday work with sixth graders and then Friday is specifically reserved on a different land for me to work with seventh graders while the sixth grade's doing it with the rest of the other team. But so I learned that they were probably not going to come, but we still, you know, tried to set up just in case they would. And the reason that my coworkers were telling me was because, you know, there are certain individuals within the that particular middle school that are opposed to what we do. I didn't get any elaboration on that, or because I think what we do is great, but you know, maybe not everyone's into it. But anyhow, what good came from that for me was after they definitely were past the time that they were supposed to be there. You know, we were given basically the option to do other work or not, and so of course I used that opportunity to make my needs known, which is an ongoing sort of struggle for me to make my own needs known to people, to let them know, hey, you know, I have a life that I need to take care of. And so I took that opportunity because, you know, I had my second draft of my capstone proposal due at midnight last night. And, they were just, my program coordinator was just absolutely fine with it and grateful that I even, you know, brought up my need, like that I could trust him to do that. So anyway, the whole ride home, I'm just thinking like, you know, maybe somebody prayed for me on Wednesday. I don't know what you guys are doing there, but I believe, God answers the prayers that that you all pray, and also the prayers that I pray, but sometimes maybe neglect to pray. And, I wasn't even thinking about the possibility that I could have that time reserved for what I needed it for. Like, I wasn't thinking about the infinite power that God has to make that very small thing, really, that very small thing happen, which would turn out to be a big thing for me. So I guess I'm just grateful that God is in control, just like we were discussing in the back room. We have, you know, the freedom to make certain choices, but ultimately he decides, you know, what is, what's going to happen and how things play out. And I was pretty grateful the whole ride home and took that opportunity to do a little bit more sleeping since I've been lacking that this week. And I was assuming that because of this blessing, I would be able to, you know, I'd be able to get my work done and have the opportunity to go and spend Shabbat with my in-laws and really, really make the most out of that opportunity. But, you know, what I learned is God has my back so much that I actually needed all of that time just for this assignment, which I've already had an extension on. And so if I didn't have that time yesterday, I don't know if I would have even been here today. but God is aware that we need Shabbat rest. And I certainly need it myself, and I can see some of you probably need it too. So anyway, that's my short testimony. I don't know, actually if it's, how appropriate is it to ask questions of the people who are, or person who is coming up after me? You know, 'cause part of, it's totally appropriate. Okay, so I was thinking also about, you know, just what allowed that to happen was the fact that there is there's a group of people that don't like us, and I think about my own I guess my own relationship with people in general, and exactly what am I supposed to do when people hate me. So, you know, I guess more elaboration on, you know, what is God calling us to do when we're not exactly accepted? That's what I'm hoping to hear today.
I have some cool news to share. Bard College, where I go, has a program called Citizen Science that all the students are required to go through once, that is supposed to improve people's ability to understand scientific thought and how it plays a role in society. And once upon a time, I had really wanted to become one of the laboratory teaching fellows, who's a student who works with one of the scientist faculty that come to actually teach the program. And I didn't do it. So first year, I was in the program as a student. Second year, I think I just didn't really feel like doing it then. Third year, I was going to Russia and couldn't have. And then this year, I had completely missed all of the announcements about applications, wasn't thinking about it, thought that was totally gone. And I kept thinking about it. I don't remember for how long, but the first week of school, I found out that one of my fellow seniors had registered to be a lab teaching fellow in training. And then, so I heard about that, and then the first Thursday of school, I showed up to Georgian Choir, a singing group, and I was wearing my Citizen Science shirt that I almost never wear, and one of the biology faculty, who is also in Georgian Choir, was wearing his Citizen Science shirt. I said, hey, we're matching, and so he asked me, yeah, you're doing it this year, right? I'm like, no, why not? They've made so many improvements and it's good to do and it's great. And he kept talking about, like, the students get to choose which area they get assigned to instead of them all being forced into doing a lab thing. And I said, well, I had thought about it, but then I kind of stopped thinking about it and now it's too late. And then the next Monday, it came up again with my fellow student talking about it and why he was doing it and why I wasn't doing it. And then that Monday night, all of a sudden, one of my friends who's in training to do that comes out after their training class and said, hey, anyone want to become a teaching fellow? They're looking for another one, even though the applications and everything were months ago and they already have their people and there isn't an application open. And then one of my friends got really excited and thought it was something else, and I kind of was interested, and she's like, no, I'm going, and she runs off with my other friend, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I hesitated, but then my other friend who was sitting there just said, just go catch up with them, and I felt really awkward because I was standing there, and my other friend who had been so excited was there, and I didn't want to be, oh, I'm trying to take this thing you want away from you. But it turned out that it wasn't what she wanted to do. She was thinking of a different position. So then I was still there because my other friend convinced me to get up, even though I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And they kind of interviewed me on the spot, and then I had to talk with them the next morning. And seniors have to have approval from their advisors, and I have two advisors, and I managed to hear from both of them before meeting with the person who runs it the next morning, which was like a few hours of time. It's so weird. Like, it was late night and my meeting was in the morning, and I heard back from both of them saying I could do it. And I had forgotten to even tell the woman that I had two advisors because I was so focused on the science part that I forgot the other part. But if I hadn't had the permission from the second advisor then, she probably would have been, what are you thinking? That's ridiculous. You have too much work to do. And she still kind of thought that. But I was like, no, I already asked both of them. I just completely left out the fact that there was another one to ask. As I told a few of my friends about the progression of things that happened and it being on my mind and me being, well, I guess you just live with what you get to do or don't get to do when it happens. And I was like, oh, I wonder if this is just like God saying, hey, citizen science, hey, citizen science, hey, citizen science, hey, look, they're looking for someone. And I told my mom, if I had had to apply last semester, I probably wouldn't have been able to express my interest and wouldn't have been as excited. But because it happened after that whole lead up and me actually considering it again, I was able to do that on the spot of like, this is why I want to do this. And then I had to write a resume after the fact and send it to her. And so it was kind of, I don't know if I could have really done it if it had happened the normal way. So in a way, being gone in Russia and not really thinking about it made it possible for me to then do that. And it'll be a really good experience. And we have to learn some classroom management and be able to teach some of the skills in front of the class of kids, which is something that'll be really good for me. And it's a good resume experience thing for the future, but I think it'll just be really good overall. So I'm happy.
Sorry, Rabbi. So this week have been thinking a lot about what was spoken about last week from Mr. Lengren and what was spoken from my dad at services about sin and just not returning to it. And I wrote down Galatians 5:1 on a index card and posted it to my my wall door in my room. It's a door in the wall that's not used as a door. And it says, "For freedom, Messiah has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." And this week, I've been finding myself being able to overcome some bad habits, and also just more than just bad habits, but what was significant about this week in particular was I was really struggling one night, and then I read it out loud to myself, and something about not submitting again to the yoke of slavery spoke to me in my heart, partially because I was secure in the love of God as well. And it wasn't scary to me. It was more like, no, I don't want to do it again. Like, I don't want to submit again to this thing. It's a yoke. It's burdensome. Don't forget how burdensome it was to begin with. And I don't know, I just, such freedom this week. And at my internship, I don't know what it is, but my internship is great, by the way. But I was telling my family last night that I can play worship music in my office and worship really, really loudly, actually. And just have this freedom to just be myself and the Lord. And I have a lot of people who, I don't know, it's amazing. So, yeah, it's really good.